The Sharks do go to Melbourne on Friday to take on the Melbourne Storm. They've beaten them already down there this year, and of course they famously beat them in round four. Cameron Smith was sin bin that night, out at Shark Park. Who they take in their 17 will be very interesting. Let's see if their coach, Shane Flanagan, can give us some insight into that. He joins us on the line now. G'day, Shane.
G'day, Jimmy, Ray.
Good morning, Shane.
Paul Gallen. Shoulder injury, Luke Lewis, lower leg calf slash shin. What likelihood they be playing, Shane?
I think Luke Lewis will definitely be there.
Right.
Cal's probably 60-40, and that's probably not in our favour at the moment. But it's early days. You know, we'll see how he recovers during the week. He'll do everything he can to get there on Friday, and we'll just have to keep our fingers crossed on that one.
Mm. Yeah. Good morning, Shane. Congratulations on Friday night. What was from a coach's perspective, what could you take out of the game that pleased you most about that win?
Watching it again this morning, probably the way our halves played in big games.
Yeah,
you need your halves to, I think our forwards stand up most weeks and do their job, and the halves are put under a lot of scrutiny these days because the plays that they come up with are really important. And if they don't come off, you're looking at, the result of it is the halves didn't play well. But I thought our halves come up with some really good kick options. When they ran the ball and threatened the opposition. And, particularly Chad, he's been under a lot of pressure for a couple of years now, and I thought his form the last 2 weeks has been fantastic.
Mm. I don't think I've ever seen him play better, Shane. And his defence on Billy Kickow, who is such a hard man to handle, I thought was exceptional. The flow of the game, 18-2 first half in favour of the Sharks, and then 18-3 in the second half in favour of the Panthers. You can't take a time out in rugby league. I'd imagine that's exactly what you wanted to do, go and talk to your players when Penrith had all that momentum in the second half. Did you feel that way?
Oh, definitely. And that was, when Gal came off and Luke Lewis were both sitting on the sideline.
Yeah.
Watching in the review, I saw, Gal, Luke Lewis and Wade Graham all sitting on the sideline, and I would have loved to have been able to get one of those players back out there just to settle everyone down, and it wasn't to be, but they were definitely coming to get us, Penrith. So I think they've got a lot of beliefs that that's how they play their game, and that's how they've won the last couple of weeks. And, probably we played into it as well, that we gave a few silly penalties away and we peaked sets. And it's hard to stop momentum when those big, they've got some big boys in their team, and when they do start to get momentum and a little bit of belief, it was really hard to stop.
Mm. Momentum's such an important thing in modern football, isn't it? Shane, and trying to stop that is so difficult. What about the Storm going down to Melbourne? Jimmy said earlier this trip doesn't hold as many fears for the Sharks as perhaps other clubs. How do you approach it? How's the mindset? How do you beat the Storm?
Yeah, well, as soon as we knew we're playing the Storm, I think all of our players understand what we've got to do, and we've come up with a few game plans that have sort of suited us. And you're right, we've had success down in Melbourne, so that doesn't sort of worry us too much. But, they're a quality team and have been for many years. And, with a week off, they're going to be really hard to beat. They'll get some players back from suspension and injury. And we just need to make sure that, we can control what we can control and go down there. And, it's always going to be a battle, and it's going to be decided, probably in the last 5 or 10 minutes, as all these last couple of games are. But you've got to make sure you're still in the game with 10 minutes to go. And, if our halves do the job that they did on the weekend, I'm really sure that we can come away with a win. But it's going to be a fantastic game, and hopefully we'll get the chocolates.
It was really interesting calling the game on Friday night with Laurie Daly, who has coached James Maloney. You've coached James Maloney as well, and Laurie made an interesting point. When he's under pressure in defence, he reverts to type, and that is he wants to jam in on the ball runner. You exploited that superbly with... it was Andrew Fifita on one occasion, and then it was Matt Moylan to Luke Lewis on the other occasion. Is that one of the really satisfying parts of coaching, Shane, when you look at that thing in such minute detail and it comes off in a big game?
Yeah, definitely. You work really hard and trying to pick up some trends or weaknesses. You might perceive that they're weaknesses in opposition teams, and we knew that that's the way Penrith defend on edges. They rush up, especially their three men being the half, comes up really hard and tries to shut things down. So we, came up with a plan to, try and do a few plays around that, and they came off on Friday night. But, sometimes they don't. But you work really hard all year to come up with some tactics to suit opposition defensive patterns, and definitely on Friday night we've got two opportunities to nail, and we nailed them, which, you know, probably against the Roosters we didn't. We were over the line a couple of times, but we didn't get them. And anyway, we've taken a different road to where we need to be, and we've just got to win this weekend.
Shane, the top eight, there was only 2 points separating them, and so far this final series we've seen some absolute classic contests. I asked Craig Bellamy this last week. I guess in the heat of the battle, you probably haven't got an opportunity to reflect on the quality of the football, but when you get a chance to review games that you've played in and watch the other semi-finals, have you seen a standard of football as high consistently so far in a final series?
Definitely not for the last couple of years in our semi-finals. I think we've got away to a few leads and, you know, hung on and, you know, won them pretty convincingly in the end, but definitely this year, our game against the Roosters, I thought was an outstanding game of football. Yeah. Where it was like a game of tennis. You know, you kick, we kick, and, you know, who was going to come up with the first error eventually got points. And then, you know, it was 8 minutes to go, and Luke Lewis had an opportunity to take us to 18-all, and we didn't nail that. And we went, obviously, the Roosters went up the other end of the field and kicked the field goal, and then eventually scored a late try. But and then the game last night, I just thought was an outstanding game. And, hopefully the next weekend is the same. But the closeness of the competition is, you know, right through to, you know, I know there's eight teams didn't make the semi-finals, but on their day, you know, some of those teams that didn't make the eight, you know, the Canberra Raiders and so on, are fantastic teams to watch and play football. So the competition is close. The salary cap's doing its job, and we've got a fantastic competition.
Good time to be renegotiating your new contract, Shane.
I'll just leave that to the Beaver, mate. Wayne Beaver, he can look after that. But, you know, I want to stay at the club. There's no question about that. We're in a really good position. Our second great Newtown made it through to the grand final yesterday, and our 20s are playing in the grand final qualifier today. So the club's in really, really good shape. And I want to be there for a couple more years to, as I said, we've laid the foundations, and I see some good times ahead.
Yeah, I think if you get the new contract, you'll be the longest serving coach in Cronulla's history, which is a feather in your cap. Congratulations on the win on Friday. Good luck this Friday up against the Melbourne Storm. Appreciate your time this morning, Shane.
Thanks, man.